Zog the Mishnah Daf Samach Dalad Omid Beis. Yoytzi Isha B'chutei Sar. A woman is allowed to go on Shabbos with chutei sar, strands of hair that are loose. Bei Mishalo, Bei Mishal Chaverto. It's Zog Rashi Kolas Basairo. She is weaves them, braids them into her own hair. And since it's not something that is very tight, but rather water can go through it, it like we said earlier in the Gemara, Koshal Gabi Kosher, Sar Al Gabi Sar. If water can go through it, so it's no chash that you have to remove it for tefillat mitzvah. And it's neither a tachshit that you're going to remove to show off to other people, and neither is it choytzitz. So you're allowed to be yoytze with the chutisar, bei mishalo, if it's her own natural hair, that is loose hair, bei mishal chaverto, or if it's someone else's hair, bei mishal behema, it could even be animal hair, horse's hair. It's also considered that it's permissible to carry that and have that in your hair on Shabbos. Uve teitefes uve savitin bizman shein tfurin. And likewise, teitefes and savitin are these headbands that go from your forehead, from a woman's forehead, or as a headband from ear to ear, bizman shein tfurin, as long as they are sewn to the svacha. The svacha is the cap, because since they are sewn, so she's not going to remove them. She's not going to remove them to show them off, because you're not going to want to remove the cap itself, then you reveal your hair. So this is obviously talking about a woman that's not going to want to reveal her hair, meaning an isha nesua. So but when it's tefurin, there's no chashash she'll remove it. However, shteitn Ramon shin gimel, that a psula, which there's no problem of removing her hair, so the fact that it's sewn to the svacha is not going to prevent her from removing it, to show it off. So it should be usher for it to have this headband, even if it's sewn to the svacha, because that's not going to stop her from removing it, because she's allowed to be megala her sar. So Ramo is talking about between a psula and a nesua. Continues the Mishnah, bekovul, a woman is allowed to go with a kovul, to a chotzer, uve peyin nochis, lechotzer. She's allowed to go with a peyin nochis, and with a kovul, to a chotzer. So Rashi right away says, the chotzer, din of chotzer, is going dafkan kovul and peyin nochis. The osu le'el le'mepel shus rabim, we learned in the first Mishnah that it's also to go to a shus rabim with a kovul and a peyin nochis. Peyin nochis is not mentioned over there, but a kovul is also to go to a shus rabim. And the chiddush over here is that it's mutter to go in the chotzer. And the reason is, shleitz gana al bailo, so we allowed it to have some type of jewelry adornment in order not to be misgana al bailo in the chotzer at least. Now, the kovul the sefer the masisin le'ifil gba amiroi, there's no machleik so amiroim over here what the kovul is. The lekula alma kippah shel tzemer. It's a kippah shel tzemer. We had a machlokes earlier if the kovul is the emblem of the eved, or is the kovul the kippah shel tzemer. Here we're saying lekula alma, it's a kippah shel tzemer, and it's mutter to go in the chotzer with it. And that's the whole vart of shlitzgan al bailo, because by the emblem of an eved is no shlitzgan al bailo. Tosafot over there discusses what the vart would be legabe the emblem, why to have it specifically in the chotzer, so it shouldn't look like he's an eved that's married al rabbi. Zog the Mishnah weiter. B'moich sheba ozno, a piece of cotton in her ear, u'b'moich sheba sandolo, or a piece of cotton in her sandal, u'b'moich shetkinu nidoso, or a moich that she has to be mekabel the dam nida, to be balea the dam nida. So, zog Rashi ba'oisa mokam shivla boy adam v'lo yitonif b'godeho. So Rashi learns that the purpose of it is that her clothing should not get soiled from the damnidas. Tosafot says, if it's to protect your clothing, so then it's considered a regular masui, because atzulei tinuf is a masui. So then it should be forbidden to have. So Tosafot wants to learn that we're talking about shaliyipal absorah, in order that the damnidas should not go on her bosser, on her skin, v'tiyabesh olev v'nimtza metzaro, and that's metzar her, and then it's not considered a masui, then it's a malbush. When it's to protect her begodim from getting soiled, atzulei tinuf is a masui. But when it's to protect her skin from being metzar, so then it's a malbush, and then it's takamuta. Zog the Mishnah weiter bepilpil. Pilpil is pepper that she puts in her mouth in order to prevent and cover up her bad breath. Uve galgal melech, or a galgal, a gagir of melech, which is also for refu of choyle shinayim. V'chol dov shenitin l'techpio, all these things that are placed in her mouth, mi ba'oy joim zog Rashi, before Shabbos, uvevat shelo yititin l'chatchila b'Shabbos, yinala l'chatchila place it in her mouth on Shabbos, because that would already be considered a gzeira of shchika samonim, Taisi wants to say. Because since it's mental refuah, it's shchika samonim, it's an actual thing that you're placing in your mouth, a gzeira ot shchika samonim. And that's why the Mishnah continues, v'im nofal le'tachzir. And that's why, im nofal, it's tzaka le'tachzir. You're not allowed to put it back in, because of the gzeir of shchikas hamonim. Now, Tosfos asks a kasha on that, that if it's because of shchikas hamonim, so why is it le'tachzir? The Gemara says, in Ervin, machzirin retoya b'mikdosh, avloy medina. V'alken le'askin le'achzir retoya, the only reason why it's also to put back a retoya, this patch, is only because Shem yimrach, because you might come to be mareach. But over here, that's not shaykh miruach. There's no miruach, it's only shaykh by dovalach. By retoya, mashenk by pilplin, and there's not shaykh miruach. So why is it not to be machzir? There's a nukshash. The reason why it can't be placed lechatchila because it looks like you're being marim in order to take it outside. They're all also lechatchila because it looks like you want to take them outside. And that's why it's only if it's placed there before Shabbos. But the place lechatchila looks like you're being marim in order to transport it from one place to another place. Continues the Mishnah, Shein Toiteves, Shein Shel Zohov. Shein Toiteves is a tooth that Rashi learns up, is a taich of Shein Shel Zohov. Shein Toiteves Neisenes B'lechayeho, Mimokim Achev Hi Shel Zohov. It's a golden tooth. Rebbe is Matir to go with it on Shabbos, Chom Oisrin. And the reason why Chom Asa explains Rashi, since it's Meshuna, it's different than all other teeth, so people might laugh at her, and she'll remove it because she's embarrassed and she'll carry it in her hand. Now, another Lishna Rashi brings that Shein Toiteves is Shein Shel Odom Hoiso Vahater Dele Elkoi. That Shein Toiteves, you're allowed to have a fake tooth in your mouth if it's not made out of gold. And it's not going on the Machloikas Rebbe and Rabbonon. That's not going on Shein Toiteves. The Machloikas is only, meaning Pilpil and Galga Melech and Shein Toiteves, all these things are mutter. And the Shein Shel Zohov, that's the Machlokes Rebbe and Chachomim. Do you say that people might laugh at her and she'll remove it, or no, it's mutter or not? Chachom Oisin and Rebbe is mutter. Now, this din of Pei and Noches that the Mishnah says is mutter and chotzer, so to Rosh Hashanah, it's also Tosis and Dafnun Zayin Omid Beis. Tosis says the reason why it's also that it's to Rosh Hashanah is because she's for sure going to remove it because people are going to laugh at her. So Tosis, the also lotzes bem. Pshita the also lots of the shusar rabim divide the mishalfa pshun the machka lo. This pei nochas is something they're going to laugh at because it's queer, it's not the norm. The ma'ase said that's what it was. The pei nochas was something that wasn't worn. It was looked to make yourself look like a balas seyer, to have more hair on top of your own natural hair. So that's something that you would be embarrassed shusar rabim and you're going to come to remove it. The ma'ase said the shilta geburim is marich and he brings a raya from here. That an isha nesua is allowed to go with a shetel, with a mikbash al sar, which is a pei nochis on top of a hair, and it's not called the gila rosh. And Dakar Moshe brings this over here, and the levush and the ramah and siman ein hey. Now, it's the levush gratis says it's only permissible saris chaverto and not her own hair, not like the shilta geborim that's matir b'chol inyan. Now the Be'er Sheva argues on this, and he says that no, it's also as Maris Ayin and as Das Yehudis, because they don't know it's not your natural hair. And the fact that it's Mutter over here is either because it's Tachas HaSvacha, so that's why it's Mutter. And in addition, over here we're talking about an Echotzer, and it's Be'etzeno Issa Priyas Roish, according to some Yishoinim, at least Das Yehudis not Shaykh in Echotzer, like the Gemuvu in the Gemara in Ksubas Ayin Beis. Now, even though the Mogen Avrom is matre his words, but other Achronim bring this Be'er Sheva, and Lemaisen Mishabura brings both shittas, and he says that b'mokim shenom lahokel, you could be soimcha the makilim, and that's the reason why people, why women wear shetels, based on this yisoid of the Shilti Geboyim. Zog de Gemara v'tzricha. The Mishnah starts off and says, yoytzi isha b'chutei seyar, all types of seyar, b'mishaloh, her own, b'mishal, that's loose, b'mishal chaverto, and b'mishal behema. Zogmo, you need a chichusa by all three cases. Diashmin and dido, if it says only her own hair, so then I would say, mishum deloy mois, it's not disgusting for her, so maybe she's not going to remove it. Ava chaverto de mois, maybe she's disgusted by it, emaloi, it might be forbidden because she might remove it and carry it. Viashmin and chaverto, I would say, the bas minohi, it's exact same min as her own hair, so she's not going to remove it. Ava the behema, but horse hair, lav bar mino, it's a different min, emaloi, tzrichas, you need a tzrichusa that all three are allowed to wear. You're not allowed to have a young girl wearing a skena's hair, meaning white hair, viskena, an old lady, bishayaldo, with a young girl's hair. So the Gemara says, Bishlam iskena bishayaldo. I understand why this skena would want to wear the yalda's hair, shvachulo. It makes her look younger. Ela yalda bishal skena, mashenkein, a yalda bishal skena, amai. What do you have to tell me that you're not allowed to have a yalda is not allowed to wear a skena? Why would she even wear it? Of course, she's not going to put it on. It's a gnai for her to have an old lady's hair. It says the case of skena b'shayalda, which makes sense. The skena wants to look young, so tonanami yalda b'shaskena. But ein chanami, there's no reason we have to tell me that a yalda can't go with skena. Of course, she's not going to do this because why would a yalda want to look old? So of course you're going to remove it. So it's osa. And the chiddush is, even skena b'shal yalda is taka osa, because at the end of the day, dilma machkwale, they might laugh at her, so she'll come to remove it. It has to be something that it shouldn't look out of the ordinary, even though it makes sense why a skena would want to wear shal yalda. But lemaisa, it's osa, because she might come to remove it. As she says, because levonis al shchoris, or shchoris al levonis is mois, so that's what osi lemishlif, that's what's going to remove it. It's out of the ordinary, it's most, so that will come to remove it, and that's why it's osa. Toises Taka learns it's because of machkwala. They'll come to laugh at her. So the chiddush is that not just yalda b'shal skena, for sure, you don't need to tell me it's machkwala, but even skena b'shal yalda, it's also the chiddush is that you're not allowed to go with it because lemaisel, they'll come to laugh at her because see an old lady with young woman's hair, so mele, it's going to be shokla, and that's why it's osa. Now the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Yutes Halachates, he's goyris that fakert. He's goyris in the Mishnah, in the Braisa, I mean, that yalda b'shal skena is takamuta, and only skena b'shal yalda is osa. And the reason being is because yalda b'shal skena, the reason why it's muta is because we're not choshish that she's going to come to remove it. It's a gnaifer to remove a skena's hair. Not because of mechaka lo. She's not going to remove something which is below her dignity. Skena is here. What am I showing off? Nothing to show off. Mashengen skena b'shal yalda is osur because she's so proud of her young looking hair that she might come to show it off to her friends. It's a shvach. It's not a gnai. So a gnai you're not going to remove. Meaning yalda b'shal skena is muta. Mashengen skena b'shal yalda is osur because skena b'shal yalda you're proud to show it off. So the chashash might come to remove it. Meaning a tachshit that you're going to show off, or a tachshit that's going to fall, those two tachshitim are osa. But a tachshit that it's a gnai to remove, so those taki, there's no chashin, a lot of wear. Zogdumah vaita ube kabul ube peya nochis lechotzer. This kippish al tzemer, this cap of tzemer, and a peya nochis, when ish is allowed to go to a chotzer, shlitzkan al bailo. Omerav kosh osachom lotzibur shusarabim. Whatever you're not allowed to go in a shusarabim, also, lots of lechotzi, you can't go to lechotzi either. Chutz, except for kabul and peyer nochis, those two are mutter. Rebanoni bar sosin mishmeder b'shmol omer hakol ke kavul. Everything is like a kavul, and just like a kavul is mutter in lechotzi, so to all the other things that are mentioned are also mutter to go into a lechotzi. Zog demo tanan, it says in our Mishnah, bekavul u'peyer nochis lechotzi. So bishem l'rav nicha that only these two are mutter to lechotzi, and all the other ones are taka osa. That's Rav Shita. However, El Rav Anoni Bar Sosin, that says everything is like a kavul and everything is mutter nechotza. So Kasha, why does it only say these two are mutter nechotza? So Rav Anoni Bar Sosin mishmei deman komalei mishmei Rav Shmuel b'Rav Yosi. Rav Anoni Bar Sosin says in the name of Rav Shmuel b'Rav Yosi that everything is like a kavul and it's mutter nechotza. Rav Shmuel b'Rav Yosi tanu upolik. He's a tana that argues. So the fact that you bring me our Mishnah that says that only kabul and pei nochas are mutter nechotza doesn't mean the other things are also nechotza. Rav Shmuel b'Rav Yosi holds everything is mutter nechotza taka. Zog the Gemara, come to Rav, Maishna Hani, why is it only Kabbal and Peyenoch Zamut and Chotza? Oma Ula, Kadesh Leit Isgan al Bailo. In order that she shouldn't be Isgan al Bailo, so we allowed these two things that she should look prettier for her husband, Shleit Isgan al Bailo. Kedetanya like Lunt in a Brightsa. Vahadova binidoso, Skenim Rishonim Omru, Shleit Tikhoil. She shouldn't put on makeup, Leit Tifkois, and she shouldn't put on Srak al Ponel. But like discussion, big day tzivoinim. All these are forbidden. At shebore b'kiva v'limeit im kenat megan al bailo. You can't ask her and need to do all these things. She'll be nizgan al bailo. But im tzibale megasha at kedikach she'll be megasha. Elamata melomer v'adove binidoso binidoso teyat shtove b'mayim. That after 7 days she's still in need until she goes to the mikveh. Zok Tosis over here that the halacha is like a banoni bar sosin. since he says it in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, that means all the things are mutter nechotza. And you go after the mekel. So even Zoktosis, this chiddush is even by chotza she'enu mu'revis. Because if it's a chotza mu'revis, there's no chiddush. Zoktosis lahalocha comes out that noshim amutoris liskashit bebayis ubechotza betabois ubetachshitin lariwe rings and all types of jewelry. Since we don't have Rishus Ram Gemurah bismanazeh, the whole Rishus Ram Shalonu Kamelis, our Rishus Ram are really Kamelisin. Shere'ein Mevoyos Shalonu Rechavos Yudvav Amah. We don't have Tezvav Tezayin Amah, the width of the Rechavos. V'loy Samach Riboy Boikim Boy, and we don't have Shishim Riboy Boikim. Hareu Kachotze Shein Murevis. Every Rishus Ram of ours is not really Rishus Ramim. It's like a Kamelis. It's like a Chotze Shein Murevis. And by Chotze Shein Murevis, we pass like a banoni, you're allowed to go with jewelry. So Mele, that's how Noshim wear jewelry on Shabbos. And in Nochshas, that the Meshalfalei and all the Choshes that we have till now. Umutoriz Noshim Shalom Liskashi Bitaboyz of Itachshitim. Kafir Shabinitam. And that's the head that women wear jewelry. Factors of Hekshari, Dafil Rishus Ram Shalom Choshe Kamelis, even if it's a Kamelis, Hekeshori Kamoy Chotze, Bomle Kamon, Gabet Leka, the Mutal Hatze Bechotze Shein Murevis. We only allow in the Chotze Shein Murevis, not in the Kamelis. When it comes to the Leika, we talk only mat in a Chotze Shein Murevis, not in the Kamelis. The Lididu Havel Rishus Ram Gemura. Enechanami, according to them, it's Taka Rishus Ram Gemura. Veloy Medamu Kamelis Lechotze Shein Murevis. Vaskin and Kamelis, Rishus Ram, we talk, don't compare a Kamelis to Chotze Shein Murevis, and a Kamelis is also like Rishus Rabim. Aval Onu, Shein on Rishus Ram Klal, Ein Lahachme Bekamelis, Kolkach, we're not Machme by Kamelis so much. And that's the hetter why women wear taka even in a kamelis. The Reb Shimshon motza kosuv b'shem Rabbeinu Sar Sholem. The dovashu regilas laharoi zulazu, something that it's usual for them to show off and remove, is taka osur. Uksheinim regilos, and if it's not something that's usual to remove, it's mutter. V'neshedi don zoktesis. Einon maris tachshitein v'tabisein. Women are women, don't take off their jewelry, don't take off their earrings, and show off their tabois. Umishamachim mutaros lots of men. V'soiv dava amru mihakat moinim. Do mutaros lots of men. The mutav yeshoygen value mezidos. Tzitzis finishes off. At the end of the day, you have a swara of mutav yeshoygen value mezidos. If you're going to ask for it, then there'll be mezidos because they end up wearing it. So mutav yeshoygen value mezidos. And there's the makar where women wear jewelry unless you know for sure it's something you're going to show off. Pashtus, it's there's no shuzam bisman hazeh, and it's a karmelis, and a karmelis is mutav too. And they're not regilas laharos, and that's the heter of wearing jewelry bizman hazeh on Shabbos. The Maaser Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Gimel Sif Yudches brings these three reasons that the minhag of noshim to wear tachshitim is because number one is not of shus rabim, number two noshim are not regilos to be married tachshiteyen, and in addition mutav sheyshoges v'ayu mezidim, that's the Yisoida Heta, why they wear jewelry. Now, you just have to know that Lemaisa Legabi, the types of jewelry that are Chatzitza, so these reasons are not going to help, because as Chatzitza is going to remove it, and then there's a chash that you might carry it. So, you have to know Legabi, the Tula Shal Mitzvah, if you're choishish for that, or not. Zog de Gemara, Om Ravid, Om Rav, Kol Mokim, Sh'os Chachom, Ibn Maris Ha'ayin. Whenever Chachom asked because of Maris Ha'ayin, Zog Rashi, for instance, Shir Yoin v'kazdo mikfayim, all these clothing that they wore in battle, those metal shields and metal boots and metal caps, it looks like you're going to war. Oy lo yiksha gmalim zebzeo, to have camels tied together in one under one strap, the mixi kaozel chinga, looks like you're going to the marketplace and to sell your wares. So all these are also because of Maris Ayin. Komakam shaz chombi de Maris Ayin. Afilu bechadri chadorim osir. It's also even when no one is around, even in private quarters. Maris Ayin, it's also, then who are they bechadri chadorim, it's also. Zog de moratanan, we learned in the Mishnah before, veloy bezug, yinala go with a bell, afa pisha pokuk, even though it's not mashmiya koil, even though it's the clapper is pokuk, it's stuffed. So still an animal cannot go because it looks like the michzid causes a chinga. Why is he having this bell even without any noise? Now, v'tan yirich will enter another brisa. In a chotzer where there's no maris ayin, you're allowed to go with this bell. If it's pokuk, if it's not mashmiya koil. V'tan yirich, so we see clearly, even though when it's in going out in the Shus Ram, it's also because nirek ozel chinga maris ayin, and yet in it chotzer it's muta. So we see that bechad chadorim it's not oser. So the Gemara Tanoihi. It's a machlokes Tanoim. If Maris Ein is Osir, even in Chadi Chadorim, the Tanya Daf Samachel Med Aleph Shoytchon Bechamel. If someone has his clothing that are all soaked and wet from Eg Shomim, so you allow them now dry them, let them hang to dry in the sun. But you can't do it in front of people. If you're drying it in front of people, they'll think that you washed your clothing on Shabbos. So we see that it's only osa kenegad om. But the chad chadorim, if no one sees, kenegad om it's osa. But the chad chadorim, there's no maris ayin. So we see clearly this Tana holds that maris ayin is osa, but b'chad chadorim is muta. Reb Eliezer v'Reb Shimon oisrin, Reb Eliezer v'Reb Shimon asa, even if it's not kenegad om, even if it's b'chad chadorim, you're not allowed to be shoytach b'chamo. So that's the shita of Rav, that Reb Eliezer v'Reb Shimon asa, that called dover, that's osa, because of maris ayin, afilu b'chad chadorim is osa. Now, Halacha the Shulchan Aruch and the Rif and the Rambam paskin that not like Rav, and b'chad chadorim, there's no din of maris ayin. And the Mogen Avraham is Mechalik Lahaloch, and he says that when the Chshad is an Issa Deraisa, so then the Taka Goyza Bechad Echadorim. So anything that the Maris Ayin is an Issa Deraisa, then even Bechad Echadorim, it's also like Rav. But when it's an Issa Derabonon, so then we're not Goyza Bechad Echadorim. And we'll stop over here at the top of Samechei Omer Aleph.